Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 4, verses 2 through 9. Brethren, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, and pray for us also that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear as I ought to speak. Conduct yourselves wisely towards outsiders, making the most of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all about my affairs. He is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts, and with him Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, who is one of yourselves. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here.
Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 47 through 54, and chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord said to the Jews who had come to him, "Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed, so you are witnesses and consent to the deeds of your fathers. For they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.' As he went away from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard, and to provoke him to speak of many things, lying in wait for him, to catch at something he might say. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the multitude had gathered together that they trod upon one another, he began to say to his disciples first, 'Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.'"
On this day, the 2nd of November, we commemorate the holy martyrs Akindinos, Pagasios, Aphthonios, Elpidephoros, and Anempodistos. These martyrs contested in Persia about the year 330 in the reign of Sapor, king of Persia. Akindinos, Pagasios, and Anempodistos, Persian Christians, confessed Christ before the king and were put to many torments. Aphthonios and Elpidephoros, drawn to the faith of Christ through the martyrs, were beheaded with another 7,000. Saints Akindinos, Pagasios, and Anempodistos were at last burned to death. Two churches were dedicated in their honor in Constantinople. As is often the case in church hymns, there is a play on the meanings of the saints' names here. Akindinos means unimperiled. Pagasios is derived from pagazo, to gush forth. Aphthonios is derived from aphthonos, abundant. Elpidephoros means hope-bearing. Anempodistos means unhindered. These are all Greek translations of their Persian names.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.